Vegan, the conscientious human.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
برنامه‌های ما شامل زبان‌های بسیاری است. از این وبسایت دیدن فرمایید suprememastertv.com/schedule.
And here we have the church, the reverence of all the reverence, the holy of all the holy, walking tall, talking big, casting in, you know, living in comfort, and doing this kind of thing to the children. And the law also does nothing. Don't you feel, is this weird, strange?
Yes. Yes. Unacceptable, Master.
Yeah. Unacceptable.
Yeah, so yes. Bad.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oleksis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Kunakshi Bolsun means hello and Karache Balkar. My name is Elena. The joyful people of Karachi, Cherkessia, are thankful to you for introducing so many friends to the benevolent vegan way of life. Lying peacefully in the northwestern foothills of the Greater Caucasus Mountains is Karachi, Cherkessia, a republic of Russia. It is known for its mountains and numerous glaciers, lakes, and mineral hot springs. Wildlife of the region includes the Western Caucasian ibex, the Persian leopard, and wild bison. They are able to thrive in Tiberta Nature Reserve, which also features nature trails that offer access to aquamarine-colored glacial lakes and waterfalls. In the winter, the area becomes a wonderland of snow, with mountain resorts like Dombey and Arcades being popular destinations for skiers and nature lovers alike. The Karachi Cherkessia people have a deep love and appreciation for the Karachi horse. Adapted to the high altitudes of the region, this beautiful and good-natured animal can nimbly navigate the rocky trails and terrain of the mountains. Indeed, the Karachi horse has even accompanied humans to the peak of 5,642-meter Mount Elbrus, not once, but several times. Dance is also an important part of Karachi Cherkessia culture. National dances range from traditional folk dancing to celebrations of events such as Flag Day. Both women and men participate, moving gracefully in elegant dress that represents their heritage. We were honored to share the sights of this spectacular Karachi Cherkessia with you, cherished viewers. May your prayers for everlasting peace soon become a reality so that all may live in kindness toward each other.
Mm-hmm.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worship world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worship Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Shri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai, International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Sunday, June 6, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we're blessed to present the insightful conference entitled Moving Towards a More Conscientious World, Part 3 of 9, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English, on June 6, 2021.
I told you also when I was in Hong Kong, I passed by a nightclub with many girls sitting outside with a mama-san.
Yes, Master.
And I asked for the direction to a money changing area. Yeah, I need to change some money to buy something. And they are very friendly. The mama-san very friendly, show me. And the girls were also smiling. You know, they are sitting there waiting.
Yes.
They have a nightclub, but they also go out with clients. You know that, right?
Yes, Master.
And when I came back, I thanked them again, and I said, go into an Indian restaurant. If they want something, I'll bring it back. And the girl said, yes, yes, yes. But the mama said, oh, no, no need, lah, no need. I said, never mind, I'll bring anyway, okay? But I did not go to an Indian restaurant. I happened to pass by a Thai, like a little, it's not a restaurant, it's like a booth, you know, on the street.
Yes,
on the street corner. It's about two tables. And they have some vegan stuff. Delicious. If I pass by Hong Kong again, I will go there and eat. Because they made it so beautifully. I don't know why. It's nothing. Only some vegetable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the way she did it, I don't know, with love or something. Thai people. Yeah. And because I said I'm vegan all the time. So she... Most Thai people are Buddhist.
Yes, yes.
They know about Buddhism. And so if they know you don't eat animals, they respect you very much, even if they do eat meat.
Yes.
So they cook always with love or something for me. I invited two of your brothers there one time because they accompanied me to find me the address and this and that because I will not know where. One is the doctor and the other one is one of your brother's father. So two of them were eating with me there several times. If I take any of you there, of course I would give to you. I would bring you there. I don't know, whenever I'm there, I can eat two portions of it, not just one. Yeah, and they have delicious coconuts. And then I brought them some of these vegan food and spring rolls and stuff like that, and asked the brother doctor to bring it back to the street nightclub girls, and they were very happy. Gave him a kiss even. on the cheeks only. I asked, where did they kiss? Because he has a wife at home. So I say, where did they kiss you? Why did you let him kiss you? Where? And he said, only on the cheek, Master, only on the cheek. I cannot avoid. It was too quick for him, I guess. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I was so tired, so I say, you please bring them. And I'm sure the girls welcome you more than me, so you go there and make them happy. You know, the girls, of course, they like men better than me, no? I'm an old woman. He's still okay, looks handsome. White hair, but it's still okay. So he went there and gave them the food. And one time I was in America, so I was lost on the street. And the taxi couldn't find the address I wanted. So I went into a club also. You know, the striptease club with the girl dancing on the pole. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
On the little iron pole, yeah. And I asked them for direction also, respectfully. And they were also very friendly to show me the way. I never had any, even asana, looking down upon these people, ever.
Right.
Yes, whenever I saw them on the street or in a nightclub or in such a striptease club, I have never, ever thought anything different from them and any other woman in the world.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
Or men even. Also men, they call it men gigolo, huh?
Yes, something.
Yes, yeah. Also, I never have any disrespect for thought or manner or speech or anything to them. I'm more extra tender, extra gentle, extra respectful, so that I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
But to these evil doers within the house of the Lord, I don't have any sympathy. I'm sorry. Okay?
Yes, yes, Master.
Because they harmed the children.
Mm, that's right.
Some might be sick because of that. Some might be dying, dead because of that. And their mental, their peace is harmed, is ruined, is damaged forever.
Yes, yes, Master.
The prostitutes, they're doing their job because some men need them. Of course, it's not a very good job, but I don't know. If they are not there, maybe some good family girl will be harmed.
Yes, Master.
Yes.
Because at least they are there so some men can relieve themselves if they feel that way.
Yes.
Not going out to molest a good family girl. So we should also feel thankful to them that they are there. Because as long as the men need to do this kind of thing, they probably need somewhere to go. You see?
Yes, Master.
In Thailand and in Holland, they are more open about this.
Yeah.
They let the street girls, the sex workers, do it openly, like a business. They open a house and shop and show in what they are, and they just do it, and they pay tax, and they check up their health and everything. So it's more safe that way for the girls.
Yes.
Instead of doing it behind the law.
Yes, Master. Right. Mm-hmm.
Dangerous for the girls and dangerous for the clients as well. In Thailand, people don't look down upon any prostitutes ever. They also respect them. I mean, look upon them like everyone else. Okay, so I'm feeling a little better. Yeah, so at least something is moving. That's what I want to tell you, okay?
Yes, Master.
In case you did not read the news. I haven't read for a long time, but now and then I also read a little bit, just the headlines on my phone. Also, the Irish government apologized after inquiring find. It was in that church articles, and I did not have time to read all that. Of course, a long time ago, some church in America also apologized, you know, did something. But too little.
Yes, Master.
Too little.
Yes,
yeah. I wonder why the law doesn't do anything also. Because if normal men outside are molesting children, they put them in jail. Yes. Yeah. And even the inmates inside will beat this type of pedophile. If they have a chance, they would beat this kind of guy up.
Yes.
Because the inmates, some of them still have some kind of righteous level.
Yes.
Even though they are criminals, but they are different criminal kind, and they hate other men who more or less harm or beat up a woman or children.
Yes.
So if they have a chance, they will beat that kind of guy up. And here, we have the church, the reverence of all the reverence, the holy of all the holy, walking tall, talking big, cashing in, you know, living in comfort, and doing this kind of thing to the children. And the law also does nothing. Don't you feel, is this weird, strange?
Yes. Unacceptable, Master.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, so yes. Bad.
Huh? If you do it, if any man do it, they go to jail. And there was a case about Mr. Epstein or something.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, he was seeking girls, some underage girls, for some big shot who needs them, who have money and all that, and he was put in jail, and then he committed suicide, or maybe was killed, I don't know, inside the cell, inside the prison.
Yes.
And even his ex-girlfriend also is in jail now.
Yes, ma'am.
Just like that. And how about all this evil in the house of the Lord, huh? How come they still walking tall, talking big, and lifting their heads up and revered by other people? I don't understand this society. Do you?
No, Master.
What are the governments doing? And what are the churches there for? Huh? Such bad, filthy, foul examples. And continue. And nobody does anything. Just a little bit here and there, and then sweep it under the carpet, no?
Yeah.
So the law is not just at all. Nor would many citizens don't abide by the law. Because it's not serving justice. And no wonder many people left the church because they don't believe in the representative of the church anymore. And yeah. I hope they don't leave God. I hope they just leave the church, but not leave the Lord in their hearts.
Yes.
Because the priest should be a good example. Why molesting and harassing or oppressing and abusing and killing little innocent children like that?
Virtuous viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled
Moving Towards a More Conscientious World, Part 3 of 9, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Selection from Truth by God, Part 1 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming.
May heaven bless and reward you for your good deeds.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan, because we protect the defenseless.